Several states are starting to vaccinate people by age, which is a break from federal guidelines. In Connecticut, educators are still prioritized, but essential workers like grocers, security officers, janitors, who would have been next, they will have to wait until their age group comes up. As Connecticut Public Radio's Brenda Leon reports, the state says it is trying to balance equity with speed to increase vaccines.
Educators like Missy Janzurko, who teaches 8th grade special education, are now at the front of the line for a vaccine.
I'm very excited. Honestly, it's been a very stressful year, and the governor made the right choice by moving it forward a little faster.
Someone who's not excited is Deshaun Brunel. His job as a security guard doesn't allow him to social distance. Under the previous plan, he would have been in the next group to be vaccinated, but he's 46 years old, and he'll have to wait.
I'm a little bit younger, but at the same time, I have epilepsy. I have high blood pressure. What if something happens to me? I'm not one of the main incomes in my house. It's going to affect my kids. It's going to affect my wife, my outside family, like my mom, my dad. It's a domino effect.
Under the new rollout plan, comorbidities or medical conditions like Brunel has will not be determining factors for eligibility. Brunel is a member of a union that represents doormen, janitors, and other property service workers, and they are predominantly Black and Brown. The union, SEIU 32BJ, has lost 7 of its members to COVID in Connecticut. According to the state, essential workers and those with high-risk medical conditions comprise a third of Connecticut's population. Josh Jabal works in Governor Ned Lamont's administration. He says it was too complicated to verify who was in these groups.
Do you need proof? Do you need a doctor's note? Because if you do, you may make it harder, actually, for people who don't have good access to health care or maybe are unemployed or undocumented.
So they decided to simplify. Jabal says state data shows age is one of the strongest factors contributing to COVID-19 deaths. 96% of all COVID-related deaths in Connecticut are of people 55 and older. Critics say the new age-based system discriminates against younger people with disabilities and underlying medical conditions. A nonprofit organization advocating disability rights is suing the state to prioritize at-risk people in younger age brackets. Greg Gonsalves is a professor of epidemiology at Yale University. He says the state's simplified distribution system isn't designed to ensure equity.
If you have access to resources, you're computer literate, you have some savvy in working your way to the system to signing up for vaccines, you're going to be first in line no matter what age class you're in.
And Gonsalves says an age-based rollout disregards existing racial disparities in health.
The risk of death for somebody who is African-American and between 55 and 65 may be higher than somebody who's over 65, for instance, right? And so in that way, it doesn't solve some of the issues that we need to discuss.
The federal guidelines that Connecticut is dropping are meant to relieve the burden of the pandemic on frontline workers like Deshaun Brunel and other high-risk groups. Connecticut officials expect the quicker rollout enabled by the new age-based plan will ensure that vaccines reach those hard-hit communities. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Leon in Hartford.